That's one sif. Any hudi ador im shnei Yisrael and ve'ein who any hudi bebeisoy. He's away. He left before Shabbos. So ain't no oyser. Okay. We arvo the yumatorim. So the two have to marv together. That's all you need. No need to do anything else. Boha any hudi b'Shabbos. The guy comes back on Shabbos. So oyser. Okay, so when the guy comes back, Siduskiris, and then the Erev is going to be. So we had before, if you hold it, the order has to be Skiris and then Erev. So we understand now. So once the Skiris is not, was not in place, so the Erev is not valid. Or you learn that simply the Chazal only were matar Erev along in conjunction with Skiris. So as soon as the Erev comes, the guy comes back, you can't use the Erev because you need Skiris. But once you do Skiris, the Erev can't do an Erev on Shabbos, and the Erev was bottled already. So the Eitz has to be bittul. Miyu yuchalom liskar mimenu b'Shabbos. Achachibatul ha'echad l'chavero b'ya yachid mutter. So you can do skiras and Shabbos, and what you would pay him with food, and then you do bittul. V'kol shkein im meisav v'chabim v'Shabbos shivato echad chaver b'yachin mutter. In a situation where he had not done skiras and the goy dies, so the erev was not valid because he didn't do skiras, but you can do bittul. So the case where the halacha would be required. He left with all the family members. It means that the family members stayed, even though they're not the owners. But the ma'aseh, there's a goy here, so that's a problem.
What?
If the goy is living here and the goy left, so before Shabbos, you don't need skiris. It's only if he left with all the members of his family, all the members of the bias. But if he left, if the members of the bias are still here, even though they're not the owner, you need skiris, because even though the owner's not here, but there's goyim here, and you can't be together with the goyim Shabbos and the chotzer without tchiris. So then the Ramah threw in, look back in Ayin Aleph.
In be allowed to carry.
Correct. But to learn, the Shom is bar l'der rishon, the davka shahalach l'makam rochik yesim yamechad. We had him before. Since he could come back, so maybe he answers. So he left now. He was a single guy. He left, or the whole family left. How far did they go? They went. They went half of the day's distance. So it's very possible they could come back on Shabbos. So that was the cluck as before. What the luck is that situation? Whether we need skiris or not, whether also to carry. Okay.
What's the choice?
I'm not sure what you're not understanding, Svi.
Well, how far away did they go? Less than the days.
Right.
Okay. It's worth for them.
Right. Okay. So now, if the guy comes back on Shabbos, sees oyster. We don't use the heter of hutcher. We know that he went to a place which is much more distant, which means theoretically that my erev was done appropriately because he was so far away. Well, that's not true. I mean, he showed up. So what are we forced to say? Kibbutz Shabbat Hakach B'Shabbos. Yigloi Muslim Afreyer, the Yotzim Mishom Machol. Yes, he went to wherever that far distant place was, but he obviously had left that place and started traveling home. It comes out, Ukiza Shabbos, Hayy Besach Mahalach Yom, Vahayy Omid Love Way Beshabbos. I mean, he was on his way, and he was at that point within range to be able to arrive on Shabbos. Kakla Shakla Mahal Bhutter Bitkila Shabbos Hutter Tavanish Moshes, Hayy Omid Lius Nesarachakach. That's only when Batsim is intrinsically Mutter over here. Ready Ben Shmoshes, there is in play something which is going to cause him to make it become invalid. So we said before, remember we discussed this before, when a Jew goes away, usually he's Messiah Das, he doesn't plan to come back. But the Goy is not Messiah Das, the general person is not Messiah Das, so. But a Jew, even if he lives in the same city and he goes, he has two houses and two of them are chateres. So it's only if he's in this house for Shabbos does he have to be part of this chatzer. He went to live to be in the other house for Shabbos. Well, he needs to spend Shabbos somewhere. Once he chose chatzer B, he's probably not coming back to chatzer A because. Well, it's no problem. There's no distance issue, but you go there. That's where your food is. That's where that's where you're going to be spending your Shabbos. He didn't leave. He left here and he went there with intent to spend Shabbos there. So once that's true, that becomes. Whereas by the goy, we say general person not to say that to him. Basically, he wants to come home, and he doesn't have anything which is keeping him specifically over another place that he shouldn't. Undermine their Erev. Okay. Fine. So now it comes out Erev Batel. Some commercial cause of Hakata feeling Yisku Mina Akum Lo Yi Yuchelam Talta cause Manshal Yavatlo, who reshoes Echo the Khaber Mishum, the Erev Nisbal to take him by Hakum Labesa. So this is undermines the Erev. And now you can't resurrect it. There's no tchitz amesim on the eruv. So take a look at the shartzian and hey. So he asked the question. He just in the process of answering the question, he clarifies this point better. So he asks. So we're over here saying that the Erev cannot, once the Erev becomes invalid, it cannot revitalize after the Sechiras. So there's a case before where he said that it works. So they had a doorway between the two chatzeres. They joined together with intent to just last for a long period of time, let's say for a year. And then, 1 week, it was Nisim Bechol, so the Pesach, Nisim and Pesach Bechol. And now the door, which is the pathway, the doorway, which is between the two chatzeres, got boarded up. So now there's no access. And then when Nisim Bechol Shabbos, and then on Shabbos, the goy went and opened it up. So now there is a connection between the two chatzeres. So in that case, the lach is possibly elbas to mishnayin dal to erev chozer b'neir, even though at the beginning of Shabbos, there was no pasach and the erev was invalid. But now that there's a pasach, the erev becomes valid. So we see that an erev which was created and then pasled can be reinstated automatically. So why over there does it work and over here it doesn't work? So he says that's not a kasha. The shani osim shebeshosh erba chaser is the shana lo hoya pesach shebeneim oimed oz listem b'shana zul lispat leiruvay. There is no plan, as it were, to board up the access. That so the time of the eruv was made appropriately. Okay. So now whatever impediment was created is removed, both physically and halachically. So Now that heir, which was done appropriately, has a right to be reinstated. Mashen Gen Khan, the way we look at it over here is Kiman Shaboah Ha'akum B'Shabbos, by virtue of the fact that the Goy returned on Shabbos, indicates that the Goy intended to come back. So it comes out the Erev was invalid because it was an Erev without a Skiris. You came into Tilo, Kishanasa Erev, Lo Hoya Oimer this time called Shabbos. And therefore, it can't be reinstated. Once the guy comes, it's no good. So the Magen Ram discusses this same question. We had the two Svinas, which were tied together. So as long as they're tied together, they can be married together as one, and the person's able to pass from one to the other. So we look at it, the two, there's like two chazars, which bring married together. If the ropes got cut on Shabbos, if the ropes got, they've been, you know, sitting out there for a period of time together, then they got untied. If on Shabbos they drifted back together and they tied themselves back together again, that Erev is reinstated. So here we have again the case where there was an Erev, then it became invalid, and then it becomes valid again. So what's the answer over there? Answer over there again. It wasn't Oyim at the beginning of Shabbos, at the beginning of the making of the Erev to be in his parit. And therefore, when it does come together again, it's fine. Interesting connection. He just says, practically, you can't say these two shittas are arguing with each other. How do I know? They're both the same person. Both these halachas, this halacha over here and the halacha over there by the case of the Svina, are said by the same person. So obviously we're going to have to come up with some type of a teretz to mechalak in the cases. We can't just say the cases that these two opinions are arguing with each other. That's not going to work because it's the same opinion. Okay.
What if this is the second Shabbos? So when the Erev was originally made, it was made for that entire Shabbos, and then it was good. Now it's a subsequent Shabbos where he's out of town and then comes back.
So according to the way Mishnah Berurah is cheshbonning it, it's better, but it's still not muchrach. In other words, the case of the Sina is more complicated than the case over there of the Chaseris. Over there, they really, obviously when they made it for the Shana, their plan really was to keep that Pesach open. So the original Eruv for the based on the Pesach really was a valid Eruv, and that was the intent, and that was in place up front.
So similarly here, they made an Eruv for the Shana, and it's so clear from the Akum, expecting it to be for long term.
Yeah, but it's holding the Akum. The arrangement is holding what the Akum's plans are, which we now realize the Akum's plan was to stay away for one Shabbos and not for the second. So the case of the Svina, it's also, you know, we don't know the circumstances. We're not told what the circumstances are, which what caused it to drift apart and what caused it bringing it back together again. So that would be more parallel to this case over here, because by the case of the chotzer, you had a door. The door is not going to become together, become closed on its own. And obviously, their intent was to keep the door open. That was the plan. They made the error for that. So whatever happened later on is a new occurrence, which once it's removed, we go back to what the original intent was. By the case of the Svinas, were they planning to, you know, you have scenarios where a person anchors his boat and sits there for, you know, a long period of time. Two boats anchored together and sit there a long period of time. Was that the scenario that we're talking about? I don't know. So, but then, and that's, we're going to have to make some type of an akimta to the way the Mishnah Berurah is arguing in order to say that, in order to answer the case. Okay. So you can remember from him. Ah, you can't rent things on Shabbos. So it wasn't a real bona fide schiris. It's more along the lines of a bitul rishos of the goy, because Chazal said you need to do it with money, thereby making it potentially more problematic for the Jew, and then eventually convincing the Jew to leave. It's not a real schiris. So now after you do that, so we're good to go. So, but there's no Erev. We took care of the schiris, and no Erev. The eitz is bitul. So the one that received the bittul, received the rishos, he can carry. So the goy is not preventing him from carrying because he was sarcha from the goy. The other Jew was not preventing because the other Jew was mavatal to him. So we had before, they can switch off. So Reuben has needs to use the chatzar, so Shim came about to Reuben. Reuben can do whatever he needs in the chatzar, take everything out, etc., to the chatzar. And then after he's finished, he can turn around and be mavatal back to Shimon, and then Shimon can do whatever he needs. So with that eitz, it does work. So the scenario was they did an Eruv. The guy wasn't here. The guy came back on Shabbos. And then he dies. So we don't need scares anymore. All you need to do is bittul. We're going to allow these things to take place on Shabbos. If you only bittul without skiris, it's sure going to be mutter. Now over here, who didn't ever cloud me? But Yom Minayi Akum, Shuoyser Leim and Meis for Shabbos. The Vatal Echad the Chaver B'Shor. The guy wasn't agreeing to do skiris, so they didn't make an error because it was wasting their time. Now all of a sudden the guy decides to die on Shabbos, so the guy is dead. Now I say, great, Baruch Hashem, the guy is dead, but we didn't make an Erev, so then you do Bittul. Now, but let's say, so they did Skiris and they did an Erev, so they're really good to go. And now the guy dies. Umeis Huakim B'Shabbos. So the goy has yorship, so it Ben is yorsh oviv d'artara by goy. So now it belongs to this non-Jew's son. So and he you weren't sarcher from him. No, in that situation you did everything right. You did your erev, you did the skiris, and now he died. Afshiyeshal yorshim, when he's about to ever afshadayin lo sochem and yorish, kiven the hutul kilos haShabbos, hutul kol Shabbos. So there we will invoke the rule of hutul. There was nothing in, Klal Yishmael got you. He was supposed to die on Shabbos, but that's not. We don't deal with those type of things. Unless the guy was like planning, planned misa, but. Since that's not a common thing, Shemur doesn't address it. Okay, Shem Pidal. Eno Yehudi Achsa Noi in Ma'akib. Eno Yehudi Anichlus L'Shem Achsa Nois. He came to be a guest. In other words, he's not being Kaveh Dira, he's just being there for a period of time. Im Nichlus Shalom Rishus Eno Oysel Oilam. Heards that he just came and placed himself there, so he doesn't have any rights. Im nichnas berishus means the Jew allowed him to come and take possession of a piece of property, his own private room, etc. Okay, so it's Mishnah Berurah. Hashem knows. He just came to be a guest for a period of time. It doesn't mean he went against the will of the Jew. As long as he didn't have explicit rishus from the Jew, he's irrelevant for this issue. So Maisi wasn't Shoel and he wasn't Sercher. So he wasn't Shoel and he wasn't Sercher. He's going out there without Rishos. So we had before, if he wasn't Shoel, he can be Mesulik at any given time, he doesn't answer. So now we gave him the right to use the property. So if he's sharing the property with the Jew, so then the Jew is like the Skira Lakito. But if the Goy has the Cheder Miyuchid, he's Achshin Shom. So that's when the problem occurs. Because when Ram, the Agam Shesha Chayim al Abai, Sikhla Shom Bishus Bad Chayvay, Bikir Bishus Voicer, Vesh Bikilim Bizet. So he came to collect his chayv, and he decided to take up the dira in the bayis as a way to compensate for his loan. So the Rambam said that's called rishus. Okay, v'yesh mikilim says some disagree with this point. Fine, if it's rogol lavoi. How does a rogel lover tell me his action shall become there on a regular basis? So, if he's a kavua here, it's circle commitment rishus. But if he's not rogel lover, he just came for a few days, we ignore him. The ad zman zeh choshev ker reyach ben oyster. Berliel simin shenayin. Ayn shom mashik safte berloch. As I mentioned to you then, Rav Heinemann's shir about the living on the moon. Right? I mentioned that? Did I mention that? I guess not. Rav Heinemann once gave a shir in Cleveland that they invited him to like one of these memorial lectures. The topic was living on the moon. He says, Hashemayim, Hashemayim, Hashem, Warth, the Sound of the Adam. So a person has a right to dwell in this world. Over there, he's not allowed to be in Arayach, he's not allowed to live there. Because it belongs to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you have to have Rishus. You need to get Rishus. So he's up to 30 days. They're allowed to live there. But after 30 days, he's no longer in a Reach. Samarech is Shloshim Yom. He gets ashamed as a person who's living there, a Toshiv, for 30 days. And that's not allowed. You can't do that. So if they're going to get if they would colonize the moon, Jews could not live there. I mean, the government couldn't live there either, but the German, I'm not necessarily asking. But the Jews cannot live, from Jews should not live there longer than 30 days. Okay. I mean, I thought after the moon, it'd be in Mars also. Right now, the Mars plan is just to send them there, not to bring them back. So that wouldn't be mutter. They go there and not come back, yeah. Okay. Fine.
Is this the Dafkan Achsenai of a Jew? Or if it was an Achsenai of another guy in the house? Is it the same thing?
Same thing, yeah.
Same thing.
Same thing, yeah. I mean, that could be that one of two scenarios, that the Goy, number one, owned the property, but he's not living there, and Goy number two is renting the property from him. Or Goy number one lives there, and Goy number, so you have to start from each Goy separately. Right, so Goy number two, you'd have, once you get the shame kavua, you'd have to be circa from him separately. Okay, Beis. So now they had an arrangement that they have to quarter the troops. So now we have the soldiers, which are not Jewish, living in these homes, with the authority of the government behind them to be there. So what do you do? If the Jews retained pieces of bias, that there was an item in that place where the Goy is being billeted, the Jew has properties, items there, which are not movable on Shabbos, so they're by definition will remain there on Shabbos. So he has three sabayas in that place. So then So this Bechlal doesn't generate an Isser. Now, we had before the idea that the Jew has Tfisas Bayis, Tfisas Yad there. He's the equivalent of the Skir of Lekitoi, and you can be Sarker from him. Over here we're saying we don't need Skiris. Here we're saying something greater than just the case before, which we had where the Jew was maintaining some rights to store things in that room, which makes him like a Skir of Lekitoi, and therefore you can rent from him, or maybe just contribute the Erev to Pshatim we had before. But over here the Pshat is that the goy is here as an Arech. He's not here. I was like, they're not coming here to stay. They're coming to be here for a period of time. A, the Jew has an item in that in there, not just the Rishus to put there, which we had before. Rishus was enough, but for this purpose, that you have no need to do anything without the goy. She's not really an Arech, because they're here with the authority of the government to put them there. They're better. They have a stronger right than an Arech. So theoretically, they would create an Isser. As opposed to an Arech, even who's there for a short time, doesn't create an Isser. They're going to create the Isser. They get the same Kavua, even though they're there for a short time. To override that, you need the Jew has to actually have something in there which he will not remove on Shabbos. So that's only something which we know that it's also to move on Shabbos. Okay. Mr. Burava, Bein Mechalska, Mishra Beforeship. We said before, when the guard lives there, he doesn't answer. Now we're saying he does. Tears of the Mari, she means Aksinin, a Pidin of the Malchusa. They're there based on the law. The law is that they have a right to billet the troops there. Common when the troops have come to the city. The people, the quartermaster, the billet master, will assign them houses. And therefore, it's against, even though it's against the will of the balabais, that's part of the authority of Dinu Machusa. Even though the balabais does not agree to the fact he should be there, the goy has a right to be there. And therefore, he's going to answer. The pocket yeshivishus al zemin amalchus kelichus brishus dami. So that because that's part of the authority of the billet master, so meila. Fine. The mishana hapocket mechayk shenos and hamelach who oisib bechuzka. If the king did not allow him to do it against the will of the king, of the individuals, the billet master was appointed by the king, was told that he must get the places where the troops are going to be quartered. You have to get permission from the owners of those homes, and he didn't listen. He just forced it upon the populace. In that situation. So that's not part of the din of the machusa. So then they wouldn't answer. They came shalom rishos. They don't answer. So Mishu Yaakov kufibayt kolak legami al pesach machaber. That's the legami an shechel. Tomid rishos abayalim kaima rishmon alav kol gamli eno oiser. He disagrees with the whole idea. He says, you know, by definition, the pshat is it's responsibility on the balabai is to allow them to be quartered there, but they don't really get an ownership that they have a din of a schiras of That's their mokum, and therefore you have to rent from them. It's incumbent upon the populace to maintain them, but they're clearly just the guest of the host. Kem shosin l'taltalom, ayin b'yolocha, so that, therefore, ayin o'isim relayim. The su'habile, hayakim etzog, raka reyach, l'fisho, k'leel, so he functions as a guest. He doesn't ask for a lamb. I will im ein loy tfisas yad, but if he does not have any kalim in that room where the goy is built, where the goyim are built. So then it depends. If he's ruggle to come, he's not usumiyat. If he's not ruggle to come, he's only a problem if he's there for 30 days. Otherwise, he's an array. The troops would have the same din.
Didn't we see there was a special din here that they would answer immediately?
The troops have the same din as who?
Now he's saying they have the regular.
Yeah, 1 second.
Troops have the same din as who?
Yeah, maybe I'm wrong. I seem to recall it.
Okay. It sounds like the Chiddush is without the din of the Machlus, it wouldn't even be an Achsen.
It would be Shal Rishos, right?
No, it's not even Shal Rishos. It's just an Arich. It's not even an Achsen. Arich is less than an Achsen. It sounds like.
Okay, it sounds like, okay. Let's hold it here.